So let's pray. I want to share very important things today. So, Lord, thank you for time together, Lord. Lord, please help us to understand the scriptures. Open our mind, Lord. Our minds, Lord. Our hearts. B'shem Yeshua. Amen. So I need your help today. So I want to invite you to open the scriptures with me, because I will read in Russian and you will read in English. No. No. I will read in English, you will read in Russian. No. No. I will read in English and you will read in English. But together it will be more powerful. Today we will read one of the most detailed Torah portion about the building of the Mishkan, the tabernacle of Moses. And as for me, this is beautiful Torah portion, beautiful. So rich, with so many revelation inside, so many meaning here. Also, I believe, this is my opinion, this is one of the prophetic scriptures in the Torah about the building of community of believers. It's future picture about today, about us. When we read about building of tabernacle of Moses, we can see us there, because we are also tabernacle, but not for Moses, but different kinds. So let's read Exodus chapter 25, and I want to pick a few verses from here, and I want to walk with you through some interesting thoughts here. So Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 and 8 and 22, three verses I will read it today. Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell the people of Israel to take up a collection, terumah, for me. Accept a contribution from anyone who wholeheartedly wants to give." Verse 8. "Have them make a sanctuary for me so that I may dwell among them." And verse 22, first part. "I will meet with you there. I will speak with you from above the atonement cover." So I want to take these three verses and I want to speak about very important topics in this Torah portion. For us, I believe for us. So let's look at the first verse. Tell the people of Israel. Let's say together, tell the people of Israel. I like different translation because in Hebrew it's not only tell the people of Israel. It's much more strict, if you want. It's much more strong. Command the people of Israel. Let's say together, command the people of Israel. So the Lord gives commandment to Israel, and he gives his commandment to bring the offering. And when you read verse 3, 4, 5, and on, you will find something very interesting here in this place of scripture. It said here, don't bring a useless and cheap offering. And I don't want to speak about tithes today and offerings. I don't speak about it. Please understand me. I speak about them and the time. You know, I remember the story I told you a while ago. Once I catch myself, it was a long time ago, now I'm a good boy, so it was before. Somebody invites me to the birthday party, and I came to the bookshelf and tried to find the book I will never read. And this book is like traveled around the people, you know. But it's not for the Lord. Amen. So tell the people of Israel, and he going on here in verse 3, bring gold, bring silver, bronze, oil, fine linen. So expensive things, things which have meaning to you and have great value to you. Not useless, not cheap, but the best from your hearts. Best what you have. This is commanded from the Lord to the all Israel in that place here. But look again in the same verse here. Verse 2. Adonai give very specific instructions here. Moses commanded to accept a contribution from anyone. Let's say together, from anyone. At verse second. Accept a contribution from anyone. So anyone in Hebrew called ish, anyone. It means, does not matter. You are old or you are young. You are rich or you are poor. You are Jew or you came with the Jewish people from Egypt. Does not matter. Doesn't matter how much you have. Doesn't matter how rich are you. What is matter? Everyone who wants to bring are welcome to bless the Lord in this place of Scripture. Everyone. And everything is very important for the Lord. Very important. Every heart. When I remember the widow, do you remember the place of Scripture? When he came to the temple with a small amount and Yeshua was there. He began to speak about her. Many people abused there. I mean, I give so much more, but why she's look at her heart? Because from her heart. So, but in the same verse 2, one of the most important conditions here. So, take offering from anyone who wants to bring. But Moses, I want to give you a condition. How you should take the offering. Let's read here. From anyone who wholeheartedly wants to give. Let's say together, wholeheartedly. You say better than me, but you understand the idea. Yidveinu libo, two words. Nadav, it means completed, make willing, bring sacrifice, and lev, it's heart. One of the meanings, a sacrifice from the heart. You should receive the offering from people who bring from their hearts. Or also you can read it, from sacrificial hearts. So, I want to take your attention here. So, the Moses received commandment from the Lord to receive teruma offering from the people, from the best what they have. But not only from the best, but only from the people who has willing hearts. And the words here, it's so specific. It means like from those who hearts pulling them to give, pushing them to give. I don't know how to say it in English. English, it's so difficult language, not like Russian. The hearts filled with the willing to give to the Lord. It's different understanding for the Jewish people. Not from everyone who just, you know, okay, commandment. But those who really bring to the Lord. And I'm so blessed by this place of Scripture because this really reshapes our understanding of our ministry to the Lord. It changed our perspective for the ministry. And the Lord tried to change their perspective on the ministry in that time, in that moment of time. Be careful, I want to take your attention. The Lord is not a poor God. He is not in need. He does not look in for anyone who will be merciful to him. He don't need charity. We are poor, we are in need, we are sinful, we are desperately dying and need the Lord. We are people in need. So he commands to Moses, why? Because he checks out their hearts. He allows them to take part, to participate in his ministry. You know, I just want to take a step from here, from my notes, and I want to tell you, when the Lord calling us to the ministry, really, literally, he don't need. He has everything. His gold and everything in his hands. He don't need our ministry, so he's not poor God. He don't need our hands or our legs, our mouth. What he wants? Our hearts. He wants best for us. And when I minister to the Lord, this is privilege from him to me. It's not privilege for him that I'm serving to the Lord. Can you imagine? How joyful should he be? No. This is privilege for me to be able to serve the Lord. So the Lord wants to change their mentality here. He told them to bring everything best. And Moses, you should receive only from those who will push you to receive. Who will come with all their hearts and just, you know, push you to receive. It was very strict, very strong. Because the Lord wants very specific kinds of offering in this place of Scripture. Willing heart. Let's say together, wholeheartedly. Yeah, thank you so much. This is our great privilege to minister to him by bringing him our sacrificial teruma and our lives. And our teruma, it's not, I don't speak about gold and silver. I speak about our hearts, about our lives. This is teruma for him. Even here in the Brit HaChadasha, in the Torah, in this place of Scripture, he looks at the hearts of people. He doesn't look in their pockets or their gold. He looks in their hearts here. He deals with their hearts. Second interesting observation, in the verse 8, I want to look with me. The reason why the Lord wants them to bring teruma, because the reason is very important. Why? He wants to show something to them. Have them make a sanctuary for me. Have them make a sanctuary for me, build the sanctuary for me. You know, some people reading this way, let's build a Mishkana or tabernacle or temple so the Lord can live there. Looks like he don't have place to live. This is all the wrong mentality. Do you understand here? It's not for him. He has where to live. He has where to live. And during that time, it was common understanding to build idol and to build house for the idol. And to put idol inside of this house and to worship him. It was their understanding, I mean, people at that age. But the Lord says here in the Isaiah chapter 66, he speaks to us, heaven is my throne, says Adonai, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house could you build for me? What sort of place could you devise for my rest? Didn't I myself make all these things? This is how they all came to be, says Adonai. So, the question, if Adonai has no need for the place to live, why did he command the Israelites to make him place to live? Yeah, the answer is we can find in verse 8, the same chapter 25. The same, just read a little bit later. Have them make a sanctuary for me so that I may dwell among them. Let's say together, I may dwell among them. And here, be careful, please. It is for them, for people, so they can experience the presence of the Lord. It's not for him to live. It's for us, for them, I mean, for them, to be able to be with the Lord. So he wants to live amongst them. And I want to show a small picture. It's like the old picture from the Moses time. It's only one left from that time, you see? He wants to dwell inside of the Israel. And he commanded them to build the Mishkana for them to experience his presence. His earth, his heavens, he built everything. But he's so merciful to us, so he allowed them to build Mishkana so they can come there, so they could have fellowship with him in the special place, holy place. And, you know, Mishkana is amazing for me. And this is the main point I want to come to this place. This place was literally built not from the gold or silver or bronze or something. This place was built by their hearts. This was most precious thing they bring to the Lord. Only from those who willingly bring to the Lord, not from the rest of the people. They built this place with their hearts, with their faith, with their expectation for the Lord, and they received the presence of the Lord there because this was their altar, whole place. This was the revelation from the Lord for them. Do you remember what's happened when they built this place? They begin to worship the Lord. And the presence of the Lord came. And they fall down. They couldn't stand because the Lord honored them. It changed our mentality, really. He is the master. He is the first. We are the second. I'm sorry, but it's true. And he will build his temple on the hearts of people who will bring the best wholeheartedly. Not from those who don't want, but from those who want. And this is something very important. I remembered when I read this place of scripture, I remember the Noah. Why do you think Ark was so important for Noah? Why? Is my question for you. What do you think? Why? For Noah. It's good vessel to have vacation, yeah? Or museum on the mountain, or just, you know, strange thing. Old people can do something. But it was the place of his salvation. He built the ark because he was obeyed to the Lord. He obeyed to the Lord. But he built it for the Lord. But he built it for himself and for his family. And the ark was the product of his obedience to the Lord. It was his sacrifice to the Lord. And this was the place of his salvation, the ark of Noah. In the same way, in the same manner, Moses and the Israelites built the tabernacle, and later Israelites built the temple, Beit HaMikdash. Out of their sensitivity and obedience to the Lord. And that tabernacle became their ark, place of their salvation. And some people could be disagree with me. You can tell me that, you know, the Lord only our salvation. Yeah, but at that time, in all earth, it was only one place where you can bring the sacrifice. And only by the blood you can be clean before the Lord, not by the commandments. Only because of the sacrificial blood you could be clean before the Lord. And you can keep commandment only because of the blood of the Lamb. And it was only place in the earth where people can come, could come in the past, and brought their sacrifice to the Lord. Literally, the Lord was so merciful to them. He allowed them to build the place where he wants to fellowship with them and forgive them. Have mercy on them. Mercy seat. Place of mercy. Verse 22. One of them, I don't know, beautiful, beautiful place. In the beginning. After everything, what I will do with you? What will I do with you? I will meet with you there. I will speak with you. From above the atonement cover. This is the reason of everything. Truma, offering, gold, silver, copper, linen, time, efforts, gifts. The reason is, the Lord said, told them, I will be there, and I will wait for you there, and I will talk to you, and will listen to you. So it was the time of Moses. What's about our time? We need to understand that the tabernacle of Moses and temple in Jerusalem, there were shadows of the future. It was shadows. Prophetic picture about our time. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 9, and please read with me. Look with me in the scriptures. But when Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol, or high priest, of the good things that have now come, passing through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with the hands. And verse 12. He entered into the holy once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. It was a prophetic picture of future, of our time. And Mishkana, tent of Moses, gives a prophetic picture of future. So, the most beautiful tabernacle in the world, made with the living stones. Living stones. Not Levinstone, living stones. You and me, together, we are the tabernacle of the Lord in this earth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Messiah Yeshua. Amen. He is our chief cornerstone. And we are his fruits, and we are living stones who will build up the walls. And what is the purpose of the living stones? It's to build the place so he will dwell among us, with us. I just want to also make some steps here and explain something. During that time, the Lord lived in the Mishkana. During our time, he lives in our hearts. So deeply, so close to us. And when we come together, his presence are here. Remember, he promised, when two or three of you comes together, I will be with you. This is my point of my message today. And I want us to understand something. If it was important to build the temple with all their hearts during the time of Moses, how much important for us to serve the Lord with right understanding, wholeheartedly. Amen. When we come here with whole hearts and building this place here together, the Lord's presence with us. This is our place of our sacrifice here. Beth Israel Synagogue in Jacksonville. When we come in here with expectation, let's say together, expectation. Expectation, one of the most important parts of faith. If I don't expect anything, it does not matter for me. But when I come here with expectation, with sacrifice of my heart, the best I have, talents, and remember we read together, doesn't matter, you are old or young, rich or poor, Jew or from other nations, doesn't matter for the Lord. What matters for him is your heart, full of expectation, full of love, full of mercy. So we build this place so he can reveal himself here. So we build in this synagogue because we want to have answers from the Lord. We are expecting him working in our lives, healing us, blessing us through together because we are living stones together. And in the end, I want to ask you something very specific. Can you tell something important to your neighbor, wife, or somebody who sits near with you? Can you tell him, you are beautiful stone? Yeah. Unusual, yeah, beautiful stone. Why I tell you? Because in the eyes of the Lord, you have so specific place in his work. You are so beautiful in his eyes. And if anybody see your heart, you know, people couldn't see the hearts of others. But the Lord, he knows your sacrifice. He knows your heart. He knows your willing. And his presence comes upon the sacrifice, upon faith, upon faith. So I want to invite you to build the house of the Lord, to bring your heart, your best, your talents, your time, to bring your life into the kingdom of the Lord, not hide from the Lord. And also, if you don't know yet Yeshua and you are here today, and or you will listen to the message, I want to invite you to participate in the building of His holy place. I want to invite you to come to the Lord, to accept the sacrifice of Yeshua for your life. 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, he gave his life. He had purpose. He wanna purchase you from death, from sin, from curse. He wanna bless you with the eternal life with God. He wanna be in you. He wanna walk with you. This is why he wanna build the Mishkan in your heart. He wanna be your Lord, so you will be never be alone. So I wanna pray. Let's pray with me. Our Father, we wanna thank you for Yeshua, our Lord and Savior. We wanna thank you for everything he did for us. Yeshua, thank you for your death and your resurrection, Lord. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. Lord, please forgive us. Forgive our sins, Lord. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. We want to walk with you, Lord. We want to build your building, Lord. Your house of praise together. We want to worship you, Lord, with all our hearts. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's close our service together and let's stand and please find somebody, not be alone.
So everybody's with someone. God, please hear my prayer. I pray it as strongly as I can and grant it for each person here. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant each and every one of you his peace. Yivarechech Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yachunecha. Yisa Adonai panav ilecha v'yisem lecha shalom. Amen.
Shabbat shalom. You're welcome to participate in Anek, and also please